Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Volkswagen se internasionale uitvoerende hoof vir passasiersvoertuie het hierdie week die oë laat rek toe hy gesê dat Suid-Afrika se politieke en infrastruktuurprobleme dalk groot motorvervaardigers kan noop om hulle goed te vat en loop. Thomas Schaefer het gesê beerdkrag en ook logistieke uitdagings plaas ook 'n groot vraagteken oor Volkswagen se toekoms in die land. Volkswagen is 'n groot motorvervaardiger in Suid-Afrika. Dit produseer sowat 133.000 Polo en Vivo voertuie by sy Kariga-aanleg in Uitenhaag, waarvan 'n groot aantal uitgevoer word. Daar is ook 'n skuif na elektriese voertuie in die wêreld en Volkswagen, aldus Schaefer, het geen planne om elektriese voertuie in Suid-Afrika te vervaardig nie. Andile Dlamini is van Volkswagen hier in Suid-Afrika. Hy is op die lyn. Andile, thank you so much for your time. This is not good news at all. The automotive industry is the mainstay of the South African manufacturing industry. We are aware of the problems at Eskom and Transnet, but what is the extent of the damage it has caused to Volkswagen here in South Africa?
Indeed, the automotive industry is very important to our economy. In the last years, it's been contributing about 6% to the GDP. And also, it employs hundreds of thousands of people. If you look at the value chain from the component suppliers to the dealers to other small businesses linked to the organization. So we hosted our global CEO, Thomas Schaefer, who used to be our MD here in South Africa. And in an interview with one of the international publications, did raise his concern about the state of our country. One mainly being the impact of load shedding on our production here in Etenache, as well as the issues at Transnet. So those are the issues that have been raised before. So we've had a number of engagements with Transnet. We've also met with the Minister of Electricity when it started. And unfortunately, our local municipality, as well as the business chamber, arranged a 24-hour voluntary load shedding if load shedding moves to stage 5 and 6. That has somehow helped us, but in that time, we lost about 10 days of production, which equates to over 6,500 units. So we are concerned. So we hope the situation will change soon.
Where does your Kariga plant rank amongst the other Volkswagen plants around the world in terms of efficiency? How critical is this plant in Volkswagen's life?
Our plant ranks amongst one of the top Polo manufacturers. How the group works is that you'll have certain plants that are allocated certain models. The headquarters are still has full confidence in our plant. For example, we the sole manufacturer of the Polo GTI, which we export to other markets. In the future, we might be the only plant producing the Polo for export. So we still rank there, but the issues around availability of energy, logistics, are increasing the cost of doing business in South Africa. So that's why our CEO, Thomas Schaefer, was very vocal in bringing that to the attention of government.
Let's talk about the logistics, because you manufacture around 133,000 vehicles per year at the Kariga plant, most of which are exported. That must be an enormous logistical exercise to export in excess of 100,000 vehicles. What are the main challenges of getting those vehicles on ships to get them to their destinations?
Strangely, it's much easier to get the cars, full-built cars, out of the port of Port Elizabeth to the export markets. Our biggest challenge is to bring in the cargo containers for the parts that we need to build the cars, because those come from different plants across the globe. So those are the ones that are hitting us the most. In some instances, we are forced to use air freight to bring those parts into the country because the parts we're supposed to have are still stuck at the ports. So that is the main thing for us. Getting the cars out of South Africa to where our markets are, that's easy. It's just the cost of inbound parts to the country.
There's also a concern that the world around us is changing. More people and countries prefer electric vehicles. And Thomas Schaefer also said there are no plans to manufacture electric vehicles in South Africa. I know Ford, for example, is really keen to do that, but is also concerned about regulations and lack of an electric vehicle roadmap. Is that the case? Would Volkswagen decide not to manufacture any electrical vehicles here due to the political and infrastructure problems we have, as opposed to maybe a strategic decision?
It's a combination of both. Firstly, there's a lot that is required to manufacture an electric vehicle. First being, you need to have customers to buy your cars, because what's working for us with the Polo and the Vivos that we built at Etenage, those cars are mostly sold in South Africa. So it has to be the same with the EVs. And if we do not have a certain amount of customers to buy our cars, so for now, in the short term, it doesn't make sense. And then also, we are waiting for a policy. I saw reports are making rounds to there might be an announcement soon. The white paper has been passed. So that's encouraging you. So we'll see next week what that brings. And then also, we need to have the infrastructure, which will be your charging infrastructure. And also, we need to start manufacturing batteries that will go into those cars. You cannot ship batteries from other parts of the world, put in those cars, and then send them back to the international market. So we need to have gigafactories in South Africa where we can build those batteries, fit them into the cars, and then sell those cars to customers in South Africa and then also to the continent. Also, it doesn't make sense to build cars here, send them to Europe. Already, VW has invested in plants in Europe to build EVs. And then also, you have gigafactories in Canada, in Europe, and then in China as well. So that part of the world is taken care of. So for us, we will continue looking at the ICEs. And then maybe at the turn of the next decade, we can look at the EVs for the continent and then for South Africa, hopefully with the policy from our government.
Is Volkswagen committed to South Africa? Should we really take Thomas Schaefer's message that we should be concerned about the future of Volkswagen in South Africa to heart? Is it sable rattling, or how do you think South Africans should see it?
His comments were taken out of context. He did say, because I was in an interview, and he did say that our company is still fully committed to South Africa. We've been building vehicles in this country for over 72 years. We employ about 4,000 employees. And then down the value chain, about 50,000 people are dependent on us. We are the largest employer in Eastern Cape. This town of Etenage, this province of Eastern Cape, is depending on us. So it won't be a decision that we will just take, and then it's not a decision that we are planning to take. So we will do everything possible to work with government, to work with our partners, to try and then find a solution to this. Mr. Schaefer's call was merely to ask our government to look at how it can help us to continue doing business in South Africa, not us, other OEMs and other businesses as well. So to answer your question, we are still committed to this country and then are committed to the people of South Africa.
Andile, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Andile Dlamini. Hy is van Volkswagen in Suid-Afrika.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za. Of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.